We are ready. We are back. I hit the magic button to record here in the studios.
This is the hour of second power. The second hour of power.
Whatever you got to tell yourself, all brother. Right. The BOGO hour of power. This is, of course,
asterisk.
Hour one was Indie Circuit. And, of course, now this is Saki Bamagogo. I hit record here in the illustrious Radio St. Pete recording studio. That looks surprisingly like my studio at home. It's the same, almost looks the same because of all the equipment. But anyway, yes.
I think Howard Stern actually still has to go someplace to record his shows. You would think with all his money, he would have, you know,
yeah.
He would have the studio built.
All those famous there. Rappers have them. Why yeah. can't he?
Yeah. Maybe he doesn't want all the famous rappers coming to his place, though.
You know, famously, I heard that one of the, was it Ice Cube or was, put in vending machines because he was sick of people taking his food, so he put in vending machines for people that
he
came
seems,
in.
He seems like somebody who would do that.
Savvy.
That's like, you know, you damn freeloaders. You know, he seems like the kind of person that would do that. And I applaud
that.
In
a bad way. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean that in a good way. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What a week. Last week, I went out trolling around for video games. Found a couple here and there. You know, I have an app on my phone. It's like NES Hunter. Because
crazy or psychotic. No. Notice I changed it from funny.
Yeah, no, it's the same. What happens with me is because I'm out and if I find stuff, I'm buying it up for like the Nintendo, the Super Nintendo. I have one of these systems and I'm continually buying stuff for them. But then you get home and you're like, oh, I already had three of these, or I had one or two. Or I needed that when I let it sit.
I forgot this game I've never played. I was so excited to get my hands on. Yes. I actually have six copies of.
Well, it happens. And,
yeah, I
you know.
Me too.
And when you're buying stuff at yard sales, you get what you get.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't throw a fit.
And this one, this is a way of tracking it. And you go on there and you can mark it if you have it loose, if you have it in box, if you have it sealed, which I have quite a few games that are still sealed, believe it or not. I don't know why. But
I think
then,
you still have sealed games that I gave you sealed that I bought
do,
and never actually
I
played.
Do. So many. And then that's what happened with the PlayStation 2. So anyway, but I was clicking on it. I was like, man, we got to get the Super Nintendo games in here. So and I already have, I have like hundreds of Japanese Super Nintendo games, and those aren't in there, of course,
because
I can't read the titles. And also, I was like, I'm just keeping those. But man, I have a bunch of games that are over $100 each. I'm like, wow. One of them I have doubles, and I think I should sell one of those doubles, because if I have two games worth of 100 each, why don't I just have one game worth 100 and sell the other
$100 in your pocket.
Exactly. That's just smart business.
You could buy two games for the price of that second game that you don't need.
But then you're sitting there, and there was one in there for that was worth $1,400 loose. I was like, what? It had like must have had like five copies. I don't know.
Well, that's, you know, it's like I remember back in the I still have it, but I have a copy of Tetris that back in the day was going for like $200.
Yeah.
For the original NES, and it was this weird
The
lawsuit one that was made by Tengen, which was technically Atari, and you know, it got pulled. And it was a gift. I got it for Christmas or my birthday or something.
Cha-ching.
The person who bought it, I mean, I was a kid. I remember looking that up in the back of gaming magazines and being like, I have that.
Yep.
You know, nobody else cared because it, you know, it's Tetris. But, but you know, yeah, it was only available for sale for a really weird window of time, and I just got lucky to get it, and it was better than the Nintendo one.
See, in the Uber, now there's.
I should look up how much that's worth now.
Yeah, really.
It might be worth absolutely nothing,
or wow. Yeah. Now there's this Uber collector group that only
they drive
buys
around in cars and collect things.
They only buy like mint factory sealed stuff. There's people that are trying to get every Nintendo game factory sealed. I bought.
He meant you, our listening audience missed my hand gesture.
Yeah, it was a yeah. The. I went to a Kmart that was closing locally on Seminole Boulevard, and I found a whole bunch of Super Nintendo stuff that was on this sad, lonely rack in the back. It was marked like $1, $2. Just get this out of here.
Well, let's see. It's the same game system that hasn't even been sold for like 15 years.
No, but that's, I mean, it was a long time ago that though. And I picked up these controllers. They're still sitting saran wrapped. Those are like $180 each. I'm like, save those for a rainy day, but yeah. I mean, that you would think of probably diminishing returns. Maybe not, though. I don't know, because how many of them can there be? Probably a lot, maybe, but I don't know.
But not sealed, because most people don't buy that stuff to
and just throw them in a box like I did, because I was like, yeah. Well, I love the Super Nintendo. Eventually, I'm going to need these. I paid $4 for each of them or whatever.
You bought a pinball machine and then bought a replacement kit for all of the stuff on the game board with your new machine. You were thinking ahead there. Like,
plastic
stuff's
going to
break, and I don't want to be hunting these parts down or looking for aftermarket molded pieces. But a lot of people don't think that way. You
know? I have a spare interior for my Roadster.
Yeah. There you go.
In the attic. And some guy had these, he's like, blue interior for the S2000. I was like, I'm coming to get it. I wrapped them up and put it up in the attic. So when the interior is shot in 10, 15 years,
you decide you want to sell the car, you just put a brand new interior in.
Guess what? Yeah. I have a new interior. Half your restore costs are now covered. Yeah, well, that's.
But a lot of people don't think that far ahead, you know, or they think, I'm not going to be playing this in 10 years, you know,
and you probably shouldn't.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it. I love
the Super Nintendo.
NES Mini, the Super Nintendo Mini, the only reason those actually make it is because somebody wants them now.
So. I love the Super Nintendo. Yeah. That's like my favorite of all. There's better, but
Super
not
Mario
to me.
World. I still go back to that one. That game is just as much fun today as it was then. You can't really honestly say that about most NES games. Super Mario Brothers 3, maybe a little bit. Yeah.
Worlds.
Yeah. But Super Mario World, though, I mean, that's really the only thing significant between that and a modern 2D Mario game is the graphics. The gameplay is basically.
Yeah. I went to a local craft brewery that had all these TVs set up with all those little knockoff minis.
Mm-hmm.
I sat there having beer, playing Mario. Mario was on. I just picked up.
Wow, you're a hipster.
I just picked it up and started playing, and I didn't miss a beat.
I was like, I'm bringing my craft brew, playing my retro game in a public setting.
I have wax.
The times have changed.
I have wax on my curly mustache
and your ironic t-shirt. Yeah.
Oh, none of that's true. Here's some music that is true.
Come on, throw in a buck.
I don't tip.
You don't tip?
No, I don't believe in it.
Blah, 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 cha, cha, cha. And this is called a blah, blah, cha, cha, cha. Having words to fit is true. So you just say blah, blah, cha, cha, cha. People will say cha cha cha, let's go. And so we'll just leave it this way, and we'll say it's the blah blah cha cha cha. Blah, 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 cha, cha, cha. And this is called a blah, blah, cha, cha, cha. Having words to feed is true. And so you just say blah, blah, cha, cha, cha. If I could write some words, don't you know? Instead of people, we say cha, 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 let's go. And so we're just living this way. And we say it's a blah, blah, cha, cha, cha. Bye.
Très sympathique. Oui. Ah oui. Voilà. c'est pas très loin. Je vous attends à Paris.
Yeah, there's like a buttload of gangs at this school. This one gang kept wanting me to join because I'm pretty good with the bow staff.
All right, that was our friends Petty Buka. We were talking about them last week, and I was like, man, I haven't played them for a while, so I'm going to do that. That was off of Dancing with Petty Buka. I played Blah 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 Cha Cha Cha, which is one of my favorites. And then, no, actually, I like that one. My favorite is the one I played after that, which was Perhaps. That's a meaningful song. And then on this side of the break, I played Nel Blu Di Pino Di Blu.
Is that like the name of a wine? Because
I don't know what it is. It's long and boring. And I played Shoujo G, The Hungry Raccoon, which I think I'm going to follow up by playing the 5678's version of Niho, the hungry Nijojo. What is it?
That thing.
Shoujoji. Nijo is the castle I was at during that wedding. Interesting.
Yes, the wedding castle where people were taking pictures of you. You felt like Mickey Mouse.
Yes, exactly.
Or Goofy.
Ah, good stuff, man. So what else? What do you got going on? Anything?
Well, I picked up Bayonetta and Bayonetta 2, the bundle, cool. For the Switch. I had never played them before, but, you know, we talked about them, and you were like, it's really something that they're coming out with this for the Switch, and I was like, I didn't understand that. And then I started the game, and I'm like,
it's violent, wow. And sexy, it's and
violent, and there's curse words, and there's, you know,
and this,
lots of skin, and it's like, and this is Nintendo. Wow.
Yeah, they are a little bit more progressive than people give them credit for, I will say that. They're not cutting edge.
These days, we'll say. Yeah. Historically, they have not been, you know, infamously, they were the ones with the Super Street Fighter 2, or no, the Mortal Kombat, where they made them change the
green
the,
blood
the kill. The you know, there was no ripping the spinal cords out or crushing brains.
Do you remember that's why Sega was like getting ahead, because they were more violent? You're like, wow.
But you know what's interesting is I know somebody who recently bought their young child a Xbox, and it's funny because I don't know, she's a daughter too. She's like 7 or 8 years old, and I was like, really? You know, it wasn't. It was like their niece or their sister or brother had bought it for the niece, and I'm like, really? Did they look at the games? Because it's so weird. I mean, you can look at the three systems that are prevalent now, which is the Xbox One or 1S or 1X, you know, whatever, the various flavors of Xbox. The PS4.
Flavors of Xbox by Chanel. Yeah. It smells like sweat and sadness.
Actually, that sounds like that could be like a strip club or something.
It smells like sweat and sadness.
Yeah. Then you've got like the PS4 and PS4 Pro or whatever. Then you have the Switch. And it's weird because you go from the Xbox and it's like NC-17, everything. Or whatever they call it. I guess it's not it's not called the NC-17. That's the movie rating.
Yeah.
But it's all like mature and up game ratings on pretty much everything. And then they have a few throwaway things that were made for kids, but it's like they gave up after the 360 and even trying to really approach it. Like Cuphead would be family friendly if it wasn't so damn insanely hard that no child would ever be able to get anywhere in it.
That's crazy.
But like content-wise, that one's actually sort of family safe, but it's not a kid's game.
Yeah.
Then you got the PlayStation, which is a pretty rounded out system. They have a lot of stuff for kids. They have a lot of this, basically anything that's not an exclusive to the Xbox is also there. So if you want to spend your time blowing the heads off of guys in Afghanistan or Iraq
online, you
can do it there just like you can on the Xbox.
And you can swear and call them names online and everything and make fun of their mamas.
But if you got young kids, there's a big selection of games for them too. And then you have the Switch, which traditionally has been the most family friendly out of all the Nintendo brand, with all the Mario stuff, which is super age appropriate for children. It's gonna, you know, the content is all gonna be safe on there. It's still great and fun. It's like the Pixar of video game consoles, where it's made for the whole family, not targeted to any one group. There's not really, and what's weird though is there's not really a segregation. Like the difference between that and the PlayStation is the games where you're blowing people's heads off don't so much exist on the Switch. There's great fun games Splatoon. For adults, but
Splatoon is the shooter of it, and it's
ink, and you can't really do anything. So the idea that Bayonetta exists on a Nintendo console, just the first 15 minutes of the game is like shocking.
Yeah, and like look at Mad World, and remember those ones I have for the Wii and the Wii U that were like, they were seriously disturbing, and you're like, they're there, you just got to go find them. They really don't pitch them though. I mean, Nintendo wants that.
They're the opposite end of the spectrum as the Xbox,
and they like it.
Yeah,
that's their playground. That's where they want to be.
Yeah,
you know, and
where it's like, okay, this is our bread and butter, and we have a few of these other ones, and they don't typically sell well on our console because nobody buys our console for these. But the amazing thing is, you know, a couple weeks ago when we were talking about the Bayonetta thing, I was saying like I thought it was the Bayonetta 2 was an exclusive, and you're like, nah, that was out on the Wii U. That's not a new game. It's the third one. The one that comes out later this year is going to be only on the Switch. And that's
cool.
And given the type of game this is and the fact that it was not an exclusive for the one or two prior, it's interesting that they were able to tie in a game like that has an established audience across other systems and get it as an exclusive for Nintendo.
That's cool.
That seems like they're crossing a precipice here.
Yeah, kind of saying, hey, we're both.
Yeah.
And they know they have to survive, but also there's still plenty of good stuff out there, you know.
Yeah.
The first time, and this sounds very odd because I've been around this stuff my whole life, first time I heard like that hardcore swearing in a game, I was like, wait, what am I? It took me out of the game a little bit because I wasn't used to that.
Yeah.
I just played Mario and played whatever, Zelda's, and that was just, there's none of that stuff in there, you know. And you hear it and you're like, wait, what? Why?
Yeah,
and then
you realize like, oh, these aren't actually games, you know, they didn't make these with kids in mind. And by kids in mind, I don't mean specifically for kids, but with kids in the room.
Yeah, because some of those games are rough.
Yeah,
you know? Old Bayonetta's, you know, one of those that you're like, okay, I guess.
Yeah, I gotta put this one away when I have my son.
Yeah, It was very, I was trying to think, there was another one like that one, that I had for the PS3. It was very sultry. The protagonist was a woman that was very, scantily clad and very sexy and lots of killing and fighting. Was it Red? Not Red Sonja. Red something. Maybe just Red. I don't know. I don't care. I do like some of the PlayStation stuff. I always have been Nintendo fanboy, but I don't knock PlayStation whatsoever. They usually have a really good catalog, and they're fine systems. I hate they have to update every time I turn it on, but that's the name of the game.
You know, I'll tell you, I picked up Stern Pinball for the Switch on that same Toys R Us sale.
Loads and loads.
I put it in and went to turn it on today at work, and the very first thing I get is, there's an update available for this game. Would you like to download it now? And I'm like, I don't even have internet access. How the hell does it know? Like, it shipped with an update.
Shut up! Will you shut up? Oh, now we see the violence inherent in the system. Shut up! Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed, bloody peasant!
Bye. Just hurting yourself with this rambunctious behavior.
Hard women, lashed by the wildest hungers, chained to the deadliest passions. Hard women. When they're finished with you, you can take what's left and feed it to the dogs. Hard women. There are no stop signs for them. It's go all the way. Hard women. They do what they have to do. They can't help themselves. Hard women. So hard to know. So hard to forget. Hard women. The wilder they are, the harder they fall. Hard women are really something else. Something else. Something else. From Independent International, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Hey, hey! It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico!
Simulated skee ball like in Futurama, where the next step was the what's the Asian girl's name on there?
I don't remember.
Amy. Amy was sitting in virtual reality, watching virtual reality of skee ball. So it was three removed. It was very funny.
I was just thinking, you know, it would be awesome as if PlayStation VR had.
You could play VR.
If you could play like VR. What was that game called again? Or that sport we were talking about in the last show?
Curling.
VR curling. Okay. You could either be the guy that throws the thing or somebody that
the broomer
just vigorously goes with your little controllers for the broom.
We got 25 seconds left. That was, of course, the world-famous 5678 from their newest one, Tanuki Gouken. Woof. I played Sojo-ji, the Hungry Raccoon, of course. Shake.
I don't think Wolf was Mothra, part of the title, by the way.
And Ki-I Shout. Good stuff, of course. I will have links to all these and more on our Facebook page. Make sure you go there, because that's where all the cool cats hang out, on our page.
Not really. Then hang out. On our page, yes.
You're not just telling us what we want to hear.
No, sir, no way.
Because we just want to hear the truth.
Well, then I guess I am telling you what you want to hear.
Boy, didn't we just tell you not to do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then.
All right, we are back. We have one more section. So you said you're going to see some movie tonight. What are you going to go see tonight? Promi is the
Annihilation.
Annihilation. What the heck's that?
It is a sci-fi/horror/think piece movie that stars Natalie Portman. It was made by the guy who did Ex Machina, which is a movie that I really loved.
Yeah.
It's gotten amazing critical reviews, and they've described it as, you know, a movie where the story unfolds in your mind after you watch the movie.
A really deep movie. That was a good movie. I like that a lot.
It is, and it's one of those things where if you pay attention to the movie, you have a lot to think about in the end in terms of everything. Like, the real question is why in the end does she do exactly what she does? And it makes sense if you think about it on a certain level. But just, I don't really want to get into reviewing that.
That's kind of, to some degree, the first Blade Runner was like that. I don't know if I could say that about the second Blade Runner. I guess second. I don't know. I'm going to buy the second Blade Runner so I can watch it a few more times. And of course, maybe they'll have like eight different versions, like the first one. But because I watched it and loved it, but I think there's probably a lot more to delve into when I watch through it. I know the first one was like that, and I think the second one might be a little bit too.
I'll tell you that because I saw the second one twice. Mm. My boss at the time actually took us all to go see it.
Yeah, you said that.
And I had already seen it before. And there's something I realized the second time around, which is that Blade Runner 2 is kind of a painful movie to watch. And the reason I say that is because, you know, they're just listening to some of the comments of some of the other people and noticing certain things while watching it. You know, it is one of those things where a lot of the scenes are drawn out. A lot of things,
I like that, though.
Me too. They spend a lot of time showing rather than telling, you know, rather than saying something.
Cinema. Don't tell.
And they do a lot of it with the sound, where the sound is very unsettling. And it's because you're dealing with a character that's like having a nervous breakdown, sort of. I mean, like you're dealing with a character that's dealing with this huge, huge emotional and mental weight about who they are in the world and what's going on and this and that. But like the music that they play is the noise, it almost is, not even music so much, at certain elements in that movie that just ratchets up. And it's like, it's weird because when you pay attention to it, you realize that you're starting to get like stressed just from the sound.
Yeah.
And like, there's what's his face just looking all brooding and serious. And the sound is coming through and you're like, you feel your muscles like when you're paying attention to it, you look and you realize like, wow, I'm getting tense sitting here just looking at his face and hearing this sound.
That's a good movie
score. Because that's what they're doing, is pushing you into the characters, like not just what the character's thinking, but how they're feeling at that point. And that's why I say it's painful, because what happens in the movie is painful, and they do this like amazing job of actually, you know, like shoving you into that. But because it's like, I guess I would call it the Schindler's List phenomena, which is great movie, never want to see it again in my life. Amazing movie, never want to see it again in my life.
Yeah, what was that? That movie, there was a movie I watched, Grave of the Fireflies.
Yeah, I've seen that, the anime one.
I wanted to kill myself after that.
Yeah.
And I never want to see it again. It was one of those greatest movies ever, and it ripped my heart out and stomped on it, and I never want to see that again.
Yeah.
It was so painful and so, and like, you know,
The dirt and the candy thing. Yeah.
All right, here's some music that isn't depressing and sad.
Red Rum. Red Rum. Red Rum. Red Rum.
Danny?
Red Rum. Red Rum. Red Rum. Red Rum.
Danny, what's the matter, hon?
Red Rum.
You having a bad dream? Danny?
Danny's not here, Mrs. Torrance.
My mind hurts away, you're gonna good time. Regular hair, wanna get high. Love a soul child, a residual hair. Call to me, please, sweet girl. Need your much, I left out. She's running too hard. My mind hurts away, you should look your shoe. Play the song, wanna get you. I love a soul child, a residual hair. Call to me, please, sweet girl. Need your tip, I left out. She's running. My mind's a whole ass. When I go try, break it out of hell. When I get high, love a soul child. Raise your hand, call to me. Please, what you know, need a long but I left up. My mind is full of you. You should look your shoe. Where did you go? What I get to? My love is so tight. Oh, let you do a hand. Call to me. Please, what you got? Needles in my left up. She's running through my eyes. My mind is full of you. You should feel the love. Shake on the love. Shake on the love. Shake on the love. She's running through eyes. My mind's whole show. I let up. She's running through eyes. My mind's whole show.
Thank you.
my baby angel scream. Shake that girl when you break. One, two, shakes me, look me cool. She hate mother, but love, she loves me. That's not my baby, to the dance is mine. Where you go, to the prayer side. She all said to little, what is you? Where you are calling, love, she loves me, looking through, yeah, looking through. She's a girl of world, looking through. Let's do it. Right here. Yeah, looking through, looking through. Let's go, let's go, go. That's my girl, with that camera cheers. That's camera April, the honey to roll right to die. Yellow Jeep, look through, let's go. Yellow Jeep through, yellow Jeep through. She's a galloper, looking through, let's do it. Right here. Yellow Jeep through, looking through, let's go.
You heard Marsalis threw Tony Rockihar out a four-story window for giving me a foot massage? Mm-hmm. Can you believe that?
Well, I mean, the time I was told, it sounded reasonable.
Marsalis throwing Tony out of a four-story window for massaging my feet seemed reasonable.
No, it seemed excessive, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
All right, that was, of course, the Stompin' Riff Raff.
Of course.
Yes, yeah, Stompin' Riff Raffs from Horror Show. I played Horror Show, Stompin' Beat, Crankshaft Sid, and Rockin' Fool. They are high energy. I have to play The Bat next week. Remind me, because that's another...
The Bat?
Yeah, T-H-E-E-E.
Oh, bat. Okay. That's so a, that wasn't just you stroking out there. That
no.
was actually the, okay.
I'll have to... Maybe I should marry them up with Ass Fort for some rousing good fun.
The Bat Ass Fort.
The Bat is one of those... groups that kind of grabs you by your face and punches you in the head a couple times. They're really
to the ass for
high, high energy. Ah, speaking of high energy, this is the end of the show. That's sad energy. Not sad. We'll
low
be back.
Energy.
We'll be back.
High energy.
We'll be back next week.
Yeah.
So we hope you enjoyed all our bands. Go and check out the links. I've been clicking. I've been making sure to add the band links on our Facebook pages. So if you go, man, I love that band. I wonder what they were. You can click it and then go. And, of course, there's a link to Benton Records, so you can buy some of them if you want, because she's our friend and support them. And that's it for the show. My name is Matt, with me as always.
Rummy.
And we'll see you next week for more the Bogo Hour of Power.